Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Icy road conditions lead to multiple crashes on Monday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Light snow and freezing temperatures created slick roads, causing 7 vehicle crashes around Gillette in the early morning hours on Monday. The intersection of Westover Road and 4J Road had 2 crashes within minutes of each other. According to Gillette Police Sergeant Derek Weinhardt, at 8:09 a.m., a 2010 Ford pickup truck driven by a 26-year-old man slid through the intersection and collided with a yield sign and light pole. Just a few minutes later, at 8:17 a.m., while Gillette Police Department officers were still on scene, a 2002 Honda driven by a 41-year-old woman lost control on the ice and hit a traffic signal support pole in the same area. No citations were issued in either incident. Highway 1416 also had 2 crashes within minutes. At 8:09 a.m., a 1996 GMC driven by a 37-year-old man slid on the ice on Highway 1416 and Skyline Drive, hitting a 2022 Ford driven by a 32-year-old woman. Again, while officers were at the crash site, another accident occurred just 15 minutes later. Weinhardt said a 26-year-old man driving a 2012 Dodge slid and collided with a 2020 GMC driven by an 88-year-old man. The 26-year-old man was ticketed for driving too fast for conditions. No injuries were reported due to any of the crashes. All accidents were estimated to be over $1,000 in damage to vehicles and property. 5 homes will be featured in the Powder River Symphony 2022 Holiday Parade of Homes this Sunday, December 4th. This marks the 29th year for the event, which celebrates select residents' passion for bringing the Christmas season alive and sharing it with others. Powder River Symphony Orchestra holds the fundraiser each year to help pay for expenses for the orchestra. The orchestra brings together local musicians from all parts of the community to put on several performances throughout the year. The homes on display this year are John and Sage Bear, John and Julie Chick, Dwayne Haugen, Roger and Christy Jordan, and James and Monica Mittleiter. The homes can be toured this Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. A reception in conjunction with the parade will be held at City Brew from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tickets are $25 each and can be purchased at City Brew at 2711 South Douglas Highway, the Music Service Center at 500 OR Drive, Suite 2, and Ida Sneed State Farm Insurance at 201 East 3rd Street. All ages are welcome to participate and must have a ticket for entrance. As a courtesy to the host, guests will be asked to remove their shoes and carry them while viewing the homes, which can be toured in any order. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.